Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Star Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org.
Everybody I know, every time I call any relative, I got laid off, I've got a lot of relatives that are getting laid off, so nothing's happened in the last 2 years. They've all gotten laid off within the last 2 years. And for healthcare, the same thing. I know my husband just today, he's having a meeting because he's got to change our healthcare because we can't afford it because all of a sudden the prices just went up. Even that's not working because, I mean, I thought the health plan, I even laughed to him and I said to him, I thought we were supposed to be having free healthcare. He goes, oh, no. We're paying for it.
That voice could be, don't you think, pretty much a voter in almost any state of the union?
Well, you know, when you tune in election season, you might think there's only two states in America, Pennsylvania and Florida.
Well, that does happen to be someone from Pennsylvania. You must have been looking ahead. That's Maria Poggi speaking to Takeaway correspondent Andrea Bernstein in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. It is the keystone state, the key to many elections, as always. And it's, as you heard Andrea earlier, it's expected to be just as important in these midterm elections. 2 years ago, Andrea Bernstein visited Pennsylvania as part of her series called Counties That Count. So she's going back to those counties this time around to see what's driving voters. And it sounds, Andrea, like there are similar issues all over the country. Unemployment, the cost of health care, the cost of living.
Well, that's absolutely right. And one of the things that struck me, I mean, we know things are bad. We know the economy is pretty bad. We know health care costs a lot. We know state governments are cratering. But what struck me is all of the things that we've been talking about for these last 20 months or so, health care, financial regulation, the stimulus bill, seem to have so little effect on people's lives. And, you know, I heard it with Maria Poggi. I heard it with another voter. He was a retiree named David Holina. And, you know, I said to him, did the stimulus bill do anything for you? And he said, no. It was just for the wealthy. As a matter of fact, I have a little tip about a little clip about whether he got a tax cut, and I asked him, did the stimulus help you at all?
Does it help the wealthy and not us poor people?
Did you get a tax cut?
No.
I think President Obama would say you did.
I don't see where.
You didn't notice it?
No. My taxes went up.
The point of fact is he probably did get a tax cut, but as you point out, federal taxes are cut, but that doesn't mean state taxes and local taxes were cut.
Well, that's right. That's what's going on. And, you know, a lot of times when people said to me, the government is giving me less and I'm paying more, they were talking about their state governments because, you know, people don't think, okay, what am I paying to the federal government? What am I paying to the state government? What am I paying to my county? They just look at their total bill, and their total bill is higher than it was for 2008, which is why it's making it so hard for President Obama to be doing what he's doing, which is to be saying, you got a tax cut, these things have happened, and, you know, the same thing with the stimulus. It didn't create enough jobs for people to say, oh, yes, I know people who got hired from it in a widespread way. And instead you hear people like Maria Poggi who are saying, no, nobody I know got a job.
And she's saying that health care costs actually went up. And of course, the Health Care Act doesn't actually go into effect this year for sure. But, you know, you also spoke with people who kind of demonstrate this sort of catch-22 that Democrats and Republicans are caught in. Let's listen to Debbie Horoshuk.
He was recently saying we should spend another $50 billion on roads, highways, that kind of thing. What do you think about that?
It should all be fixed.
You think that would be a good thing to spend money on?
No. But they should be fixed.
How are they going to be fixed without any money?
I don't know how they're going to be fixed without money, but we need money to fix the damn roads.
So, Andrea, you're talking to voters who want more services, but they don't want to spend more government money. Is that relatively accurate?
That is without a doubt true. And I think that, you know, what's going on is people in places like Wilkes-Barre, which is, you know, I mean, this was former coal country. It is a place where somebody once told me people scratch to get by. You know, he said to me, okay, I'll sell you pizza if you sell me tires. That's kind of the kind of economy that is there. And they're isn't a lot of hope. There are not a lot of jobs, and people are scrimping everywhere. So they really are translating this sort of back to the federal government. If I can't spend, if I'm putting my money away, the federal government shouldn't be spending either. And yet people do see the need for things to get better, but they feel like we just don't have the money to pay for it. And that, I think, is the real conundrum for President Obama, to say, I'm doing things, which, as we can see, nobody is really seeing, and at the same time say, we need to spend money, and people are like, oh, no, there is no money. What money are you going to spend?
Well, President Obama is headed off to Pennsylvania. He's going to try and help Joe Sestak win his race for the Senate. And you did ask a few people about how they felt about President Obama and the job that he's been doing.
I mean, nothing's really going to change that much. That's how I look at it. But it's not. I wish it would, but I don't think it is.
Did you vote for Obama last time around?
Yes, I did.
And what do you think about the job he's done?
Well, I think you have to give him a chance. I think you just can't correct it in a few years. You really can't do it. I know nobody's perfect.
Well, but it sounds like from your trip to Pennsylvania, Sandy's a little bit rare. Is that right? That most people do put blame on the politicians in the Congress?
You know, it's interesting because people are of two minds. When you say to them, you know, what do you think of the job President Obama is doing? I heard an awful lot of that, you know, it was a mess when he came in, and what do you expect? He can't fix everything right away. But at the same time, people were sort of like, what's happening? And they were saying, we need a change. Debbie Harshuk, the musician that we just heard from, who was saying, you know, we shouldn't be spending money on roads, even though we need to fix the roads, said, I'm a lifelong Democrat, but that she is looking to vote for the Republican who's running for Congress, Lou Barletta, because the Democrat has been there, sort of unfortunately for him in these times, for 26 years.
So are the Democrats going to lose that Senate seat, Andrea?
I think that there's still a lot of undecided. I don't think the Senate race is done yet.
Andrea Bernstein, reporter for our partner WNYC and director of Transportation Nation. She's going to be visiting other counties that count. These are the counties that she visited back in 2008 during the run-up to the presidential election. She'll be visiting them again in the run-up to the midterm elections.